Hello, everyone. This is Darcy here. This is AudioMo Day 22. Is that right? Day 22? Yes, it is. Day 22. I probably sound different this time. I'm trying something different. I've been having trouble with my... when I'm doing podcasting, my audio is often really too soft or too loud, and I want to make sure that it's not my microphone. And so I thought I'd do a recording here, recording it differently than how I do the podcast. So for anyone who's interested, I have the Blue Yeti USB microphone. I've currently got it tuned on the stereo setting, which is not what I use when podcasting, but I thought I would try it. Possibly over to on the right hand side of the stereo, you might hear traffic because my desk is right by the window, so you might hear traffic. I'm just doing this as more of a, just to see that in fact that the audio does work, or that there's nothing wrong with the microphone. I don't think there is, but I think I might as well use this episode to talk about how I do audio stuff. Someone asked me on Twitter yesterday what audio editor I use. I don't know if this person follows me on Audioboo or not, but I thought it might be good to talk about all that stuff. So for the podcast, I'm on a Mac too, for people who don't know that. I use a program called Audio Hijack Pro, and that can record audio from different sources on your computer. And I use that to record Skype conversations. This is for the Maccessibility podcast or Geekology or the Darcy and Holly show, Screen Switchers, if those ever happen again. So I use Audio Hijack Pro to record the audio that is playing, or the Skype conversation. And sometimes I also use Nicecast to broadcast the live stream, although usually Holly does that on her computer. But you can run both apps simultaneously. And then what I will often do during the podcast, if something notable happens, either a clip that I want to have for the pre-roll, I always put a little snippet of audio at the start of the show, for the pre-roll, if something happens there, or if there's something where I just need to edit, I have a command in Audio Hijack Pro that will split the audio file. At that point, it'll stop recording from the first file and start the second file. And you can merge these files back together, and there's no loss or anything. So often that's how I do it. I'll split. And I have that. I have a simple Apple script that does that. And I have that attached to one of the keys in Keyboard Commander. Actually, it's right option key and the number 2. And then I have VoiceOver say split, so I know it happened. So when I'm done with the podcast, when we're all done with recording the podcast, I have a whole bunch of audio files. And if there were a lot of splits, and often I don't remember why. So I use Sound Studio, which is the audio editor I have, and I start the process of stitching the audio back together. And so I'll listen to the end of the file and try and figure out why it was I did the split, and then if I have to do edits, I can do edits. I use Sound Studio. I think it's a pretty powerful program, all things considered. There are some things that I don't think work with VoiceOver, like you can do multi-track stuff, but my what I do with editing is pretty rudimentary. I'm basically just stitching things back together. Although I can do really precise edits if I want to. Like, you select the text you want, or the audio you want, and you can, you know, cut it or copy it or whatever. I didn't use this extensively, but I think Sound Studio is similar to SoundForge on the Windows side. So yeah, then I will once I've got the audio edited, like put back together and edited, then I will put the closing theme on and the beginning theme, and I'll mix paste those, and then I have If for anyone, hopefully, if you've never listened to the Max Accessibility podcast, this won't make any sense to you at all. But I have, there's bits at the beginning, with the Alex voice on the Mac, saying the opening, like what episode it is in the title, and then Alex reads a little promo for Draconis Entertainment. I have those as text files, actually, the Draconis Entertainment, I have that as a text file. And it's in a Dropbox folder that Josh and I share. And if he wants to make any changes to it, he can. But I just use the say command in Terminal to have the say program use the text file as an input, and then I can export that as an AIFF file. So then I have the audio of the Draconis thing, and then I usually just type in manually what I want the intro to be. I found that to, like, the fastest way to make those, and then I put them together, those things, kind of mix paste them with the opening theme, so it kind of, I don't know if crossfade is the right word, but it ducks the audio of the theme down to put the clips in and then brings it back. So yeah, if anyone was interested, that's how I edit the podcast. I should say, I think I said earlier that my audio knowledge and abilities and stuff are pretty basic. I never really had an interest in audio editing before podcasting. Like, I'm not a musician. I have no abilities or inclination that way. So I was never interested in audio editing until podcasting. So, you know, what little I do know are things I've kind of taught myself. So, anyway, I hope people found that interesting. I kind of came up with nothing today as an audio boo topic, so, and I'd often thought that might be something I would talk about if I didn't have anything, would be, you know, how I do the podcast, how I do the technical part of the audio side of the podcast, rather. So, hopefully you hear this, because I've never used the upload thing on the website before, but we'll see how it goes. So I will talk to you all later.